T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Listen to every MLB game live.
In the deep left center field, it is high, it is far, it is gone.
Stream minor league affiliates.
The Midwest League home run leader.
And watch the best baseball highlights and look-ins on MLB Big Inning. MLB At Bat is your all-in-one live baseball subscription for only $3.99 per month.
Deep left field, it's gonna go! Alvarez ties the game!
Subscribe to At Bat within the MLB app today. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
Sam Amick, our good friend, man, has been covering the NBA for 2 decades.
You know what? I'm gonna let it pause. Let's get Sam Amick in here.
Let's get Sam Amick in here and break it up.
Sam, 2 decades. Should Jimmy Garoppolo have suited up in the game if he was able to? We've been arguing about it all morning. If you are physically able to suit up, Bonte thinks you should be playing in that game no matter what. But, what do you think?
By the way, hold on. Before you say something, Sam, just want to let everybody know Sam Amick is joining us on the Bud Light Guest Line. Bud Light, easy to drink, easy to enjoy. Go ahead, answer away, Sam.
Gentlemen, good morning. I don't know. I'll say this much. I feel bad for Jimmy. That, like, can you imagine being in a workplace where if you smile wrong time, like he did when the cameras were on him, and the whole world decides that they're going to read your mind and they think that you're somehow reveling in the fact that you know, the Niners are going down in a blaze of glory. And to me, that's a little rough. I think Jimmy was more than patient enough considering how many times the Niners tried to send him out. He did his part, man. He didn't need to put his body on the like that.
Thank you, Sam. While we're at it, let's get mad at Andrew Bogut for not playing in the 2013 game 7 against the Clippers because he had a broken rib.
You know what?
He wasn't tough enough.
Sam, you know what? I'm going to revoke your football pass for now, man. We're going to talk some NBA. I love you, Sam. No, hey, Sam, let's talk some Warriors here. They're up in Portland to take on the Blazers, and we know Stephen Curry is going to be out for a few weeks. Do you believe the Warriors at any... I don't know if they're going to make a deal or not. They haven't made many deals under Bob Myers and Steve Kerr. Deadline is tomorrow at 12 noon Pacific time. Do you think the Steph Curry injury altered their plans at the trading deadline?
I don't. The sense I get is it's pretty much the same as it was before. And really, it's just like a more tenuous version of the same formula, if that makes any sense at all. Like, this team... You know, they already knew that, can we, you know, get to the playoffs and then rediscover our identity and then shock the world again. Well, they were hoping to start doing that now and have momentum going into the playoffs. Now with Steph's injury, it becomes like, you know, an absolute, you know, kind of edge of your seat type of situation where they got to do it later in the year. I don't think it changes what they're willing to put on the table asset-wise. You know, the thing that I'm curious about, and I did check on it yesterday, is, you know, as of yesterday, late, they didn't have anything going on the James Wiseman front. And I didn't, you know, this part I didn't honestly know to this degree when our John Hollinger wrote that, you know, you're talking about $130 million in savings if you trade Wiseman based on the luxury tax implications. That's enough for me to say, like, all right, you know, I'm curious today, tomorrow, if anything goes on with Wiseman. But I'm, you know, probably going to be fairly quiet for them, I think.
And that's if they acquire an expiring contract, correct?
Correct.
Yes, because they need that money to come off the books because they're in the repeater tax. I look at the Wiseman thing and I feel like, you know, kind of like Jimmy Garoppolo, like we're pointing at him and we're scapegoating him for a lot of the flaws of where the veterans are falling short. Because my biggest problem with this team right now is closing games with their top 6-7 guys. I feel like that's one of the biggest issues, not, you know, 8 minutes from James Wiseman per night. What do you think their biggest problem is?
Yeah, I mean, the defensive, you know, absolute, you know, kind of backtracking this year compared to last year is a major problem. You know, the Jordan Poole mediocrity, if you will, for far too much of the year and kind of that inability for them to develop a chemistry. I mean, he'll, you know, show out when Steph is out, which is really important. But, you know, when they are fully whole, they got to find a way, you know, for them to complement one another. You know, Clay still finding his way on the defensive end. You know, I think there's a lot that goes into it. You know, they got to find a way for the others, as Shaq always liked to call them, to be at their best, the DiVincenzos and the Jermichael Greens. And that to me is going to be really important because, you know, this team, even with all the star power left, however many years, has been a strength in numbers type of culture, and they got to get back to that. So, I think maybe, you know, we hear them tied to Matisse Thybulle a little bit.
Ooh.
You know, can they get something done there? I think another body on the wing defensively would be helpful, but I don't see any high-profile stuff happening.
Man, Sam Amick, senior NBA writer, been covering the league for over two decades. Great dude, knows the league inside and out. And Thybulle, I always think, Sam, why would Philadelphia give up on him, man?
Yeah.
They're
it's
loaded.
A nice piece.
Yeah, it's a nice piece for them in the Eastern Conference playoffs, especially when you got to play Boston or Milwaukee when they have all those wing players. Sam, when we look at the Golden State Warriors and you look at the Western Conference, is parity good in the NBA? I wonder, because you have all these teams with 26 losses to 27 losses, but I always like to have a dominant team, you know, a couple dominant teams where the league kind of form around. Do you think parity's good for the NBA? Because to me, it feels like it's just a lot of mediocre basketball.
Yeah, I mean, I'm enjoying it personally. I don't know, you know, I'll start there, I guess, as far as my own reaction to it. I like seeing all these fan bases still have hope. You know, when you turn the games on every single night, there's more meaning attached to all of them. And, you know, usually this time of year, especially Warriors fans know this, you know, from a viewing standpoint, you're on cruise control. Like, all right, it's fun to win every night, but, you know, wake me up when it's May type of mentality. Mm-hmm. I actually, you know, I heard Bob Myers' interview on your guys' station recently where Bob gave his opinion that he's a fan of greatness. You could tell that Bonte, I think he's probably closer to your side, opinion-wise, on this.
Right.
I appreciate both. If it was parity every single year, that'd probably get old. You know, I enjoyed the hell out of covering the Warriors and their greatness, and, you know, even some of the Spurs teams before that in terms of my career, like, a real pleasure to see that kind of greatness, what San Antonio built and the longevity and learning a lot about what it takes to sustain that kind of operation for as long as they did. So, I think probably parity every single year for an extended period wouldn't be the best, but I think this year's fun.
Last night, LeBron James breaks Kareem Abdul-Jabbar's record for most points in the NBA. And Bonte and I were kicking around just, you know, he was a phenom. We remember watching his high school game with Dick Vitale and all of the woulda, coulda, shouldas. Mm-hmm. And I think there's a big argument to be made. He's overachieved, which is one of the most incredible sentences that I've ever uttered. But yet I feel like he has. He's had a remarkable career, Sam. And I don't even have a question here. I just, how do you view LeBron James?
He has. First of all, when you said you remember watching his high school game, I thought you were talking Kareem. I was going to say, damn, boy.
No, that'd be my dad.
No, it's been incredible. You know, it's funny. I was at his first game in Sacramento, and I always have this funny memory that's nostalgic now, where the late, great Marty McNeil was a longtime basketball writer, used to cover the Kings, a friend of mine, approaches LeBron after all the media had finally dissipated. And this is, you know, an extremely young LeBron, and he tried to get a little extra time with him. And LeBron's a kid at the time, and he kind of turns to Marty, and you could tell he hadn't figured out, like, how to move at all with all the spotlights all the time. And he kind of looked at Marty and was like, you know, hey man, you know, I'm done doing media for the night. And at first I was like, oh man, this kid kind of, he's pretty full of himself. And that was like first impression, but you're like, all right, hell of a player. To see him go from the child who was on the cover of Sports Illustrated as the chosen one to a guy who, and this doesn't get said enough, like, do you understand how incredibly hard it is to be in the spotlight for this long and to not have the wrong kinds of headlines?
Sam, he doesn't have a traffic ticket.
No. No, and you know, to be honest, not to go too far afield, like, we reported the other day on this unfortunate incident with Ja Morant out in Memphis and some post-game stuff that happened with him and his friends, and, like, it had me thinking about, like, man, like, that's the typical thing. Young stars have a hard time not getting off the track a little bit, and LeBron has been, you know, that guy. And then basketball-wise, it's remarkable. I mean, people have their opinions of him. Some people just don't like him. But, you know, he's one of one, and it was fun to see last night. I give Kareem a ton of credit for the grace that he showed, because we know no one really wants to talk about it right now. You know, their dynamic hasn't always been the best. When LeBron had a few things to say about the vaccine, you know, Kareem came at him pretty hard. But they put all that stuff aside, and they gave the sports world a pretty neat moment. It was fun to watch.
Sam Amick here on the Bud Light guest line. Bud Light, easy to drink, easy to enjoy. Last one for you, Sam. I know you got to get out here and make some moves happen. But who's the best bet to be the surprise team that makes a big move before tomorrow's NBA trade deadline?
I mean, it's not a shock. The ones that, I mean, I love like this group of teams that are pretty desperate right now, and somebody's going to do something. And I'm talking like Memphis, Phoenix, the Clippers, and the Lakers. Those to me come to mind because they all envision themselves, and you laugh if you want, but the Lakers plan on winning a championship.
Right.
You know, and they all have assets and they all have desperation. They, you know, we saw the curtain get pulled back a little bit when they all went chasing Kyrie, and it's like that told you everything you needed to know about the level of desperation. Mm-hmm. And so now instead of Kyrie, you know, I don't think Kevin Durant is asking out this week, so I don't think Kevin's going anywhere. Who knows, but I don't think that's the case. So then it becomes like OG Anunoby, Pascal Siakam, you know, maybe the Chicago guys, Zach LaVine,
right.
You know, could they let go of Zach? But those teams are really thirsty, and because of the parity that we talked about before, they feel like things are wide open, and now might be the time to strike, and that could make for a really interesting couple days.
No doubt about that. Sam Amick, one of the best out there in the business, been covering the league for two decades, senior NBA writer. Sam, finally, I've been talking about this a long time. Good to have you back on the roast, man. It's been way too
long. Thank you, Bonte. Appreciate you guys. You have a great one.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
We get it. Attention spans just aren't what they used to be. Heads in social media and eyes on Netflix. But what do people do with their ears? Well, for one, they're listening to audio. Americans spend 4.4 hours with audio every day. Oh, and you want the proof? Well, you just sat through this ad that's now approaching 30 seconds. What could you say to a potential customer in 30 seconds? Let Odyssey put together a media plan tailor-made for your unique marketing needs. Advertise with Odyssey. Visit ads.odyssey.com.